on this WGMS Back to Baroque weekend, 19 minutes after 9 o'clock. So do you think that all the Baroque tunes sound alike? Maybe not. Here's a Baroque tune that's, I think you'll recognize, as distinct from any other. It's the popular home game, Name That Tune, your chance to test your musical literacy by naming one of the most famous tunes from one of the most famous masterpieces. Multiple choice. Is it A, Bach's B minor Mass, B, Handel's Messiah, or C, Gloria by Vivaldi? All right, impress your friends and family and name this tune.
Okay, Dennis, go. Seven words. First word? No,
Sun, our eyes, doctors of optometry.
Call 1-800-453-2020 for store locations.
Don't miss it. The Virginia Gold Cup Steeplechase Classic, Saturday, May 2nd.
Hey, did they have steeplechase racing in the Baroque era? I think they did. And would you like to go to the 73rd running of the Virginia Gold Cup? On us. Call us up. If you're caller number 5, then you win a car pass and 4 Members Hill badges to the Gold Cup on May the 2nd at the Great Meadow in the Plains, Virginia. Here's our number, 301-881-WGMS.
We're Washington's classical station, WGMS FM Washington 103.5. All classical, all the time.
9:24, this is James Bartel. It's so beautiful tonight, we've moved the program down to the WGMS Florida room. Fair skies, we're going down to about 55. For tomorrow, partly sunny with highs 75 to 80. And on Sunday, the good news is sunny and 82. Hey, did you get it? Did you name that tune? And take a guess, Bach, Handel, Vivaldi, the triangular pillars of the Baroque, but they do not sound alike. In this case, it is unmistakably Handel's Messiah. And here is 1 minute of music for each of the 12 apostles with the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir. It's Handel's Messiah on the WGMS Back to Baroque Weekend.
Keeping the arts alive in Washington.
10:13. Look, it's more great moments in Baroque music. Wanda Landowska at her harpsichord in 1949, helping to ignite the, shall we say, Baroque Renaissance, playing Domenico Scarlatti.
Tower Records. 2798 by OMR Research.
10:17 on a Back to Baroque Weekend at WGMS. Now, one of the leading figures of the Baroque era, of course, was the Sun King, Louis XIV, who once said, "I am the state." And on golden summer afternoons, it was the Sun King's pleasure to be wielded through the gardens of Versailles in a special carriage made just for him. And he would be in the company of his finely dressed courtiers. And on some special occasions, wives and children of the courtiers were also included. And here's something, the king always wore a stylish hat, but those attending upon him carried their hats out of respect for the king. Well, here's one of those bareheaded courtiers now, Francois Couperin, and his work, Le Parnasse, Apotheosis of Corelli, with the English Baroque soloist under John Elliott Gardner, on the station that's always removes its hat in your presence, WGMS 103.5. Thank you. Francois Couperin and his Apotheosis of Corelli, Le Parnasse, played by the English Baroque soloist led by John Elliott Gardner on the WGMS Back to Baroque Weekend. The WGMS Back to Baroque.
The automotive wonder of the world.
Hey, what do you say we go from Versailles, where that last work was written, and we'll take a Baroque mode of transportation and head for Dresden. And maybe we'll get there by the time we hear these important messages. Get on.
All classical, all the time.
1037. What was the greatest city of the Baroque? Well, scholars agree it was probably Dresden, lying on both sides of a broad curve in the Elbe River, a great city of parks and gardens, a city for the arts, and of course, churches everywhere. Dresden was founded in the 1200s, but it reached its peak as a manufacturing and trading center in the Baroque era. It was the home of the delicate Dresden china and pottery. And here is some of the music coming out of Dresden in the early 1700s. Johann Heinichen, his Dresden Concerto in the porcelain key of G major, here on the WGMS, Back to Baroque Weekend. Dresden Concerto G major of Johann David Heinichen with the Musica Antiqua of Cologne directed by Reinhard Gerbel on the WGMS Back to Baroque Weekend.
Call 800-950-SUIT.
We're Washington's classical station, WGMS, FM Washington 103.5, all classical, all the time.
This is James Bartel. I'm enjoying this Back to Baroque Weekend, one of my favorite themes. Now, shall we turn this next introduction over to the great Baroque sage, who says, "New opinions are always suspected and usually opposed without any other reason but because they are not already common." And here is a great Baroque composer whose new opinions about music were often suspected and even opposed, and today they're common. It's Mr. Baroque J.S. Bach and his Brandenburg Concerto No. 1 on the WGMS Back to Baroque Weekend. Brandenburg Concerto No. 1 by Johann Sebastian Bach with the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center on a Back to Baroque Weekend at WGMS 103.5. Hey, this is not Baroque music. No, but it is one of the works coming up on a special concert, an evening of chamber music by Schubert, taking place at the Austrian Embassy. And you're invited to join His Excellency Helmut Terek, the Austrian ambassador to the United States, for this concert. It's on Friday, April the 3rd at 8 o'clock. And it will feature several chamber works of Schubert, including the string quintet in C major. And the evening concludes with an artist's reception following the concert. If you'd like more information, here's the number to call, 202-625-2361. Or if you prefer, call us here at the radio station now, and if you're the fifth caller, you'll have a pair of tickets to this evening of chamber music at the Austrian Embassy, April the 3rd at 8 o'clock. And our number is 301-881-WGMS.